From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. A growing number of births are happening outside of hospitals in the United States, and in Missouri, one out of every 50 births now take place in homes, birth centers, and family practices. KBIA's Michaela Tucker tells us why out-of-hospital birth is becoming an attractive option for some families.
Isabel Peterson didn't expect she would be having a home birth. Actually, she didn't expect to give birth at all.
I used to tell my friends that my two biggest fears in life were childbirth and prison.
But after marrying her husband Dwight and getting pregnant, Peterson says she didn't want to be scared anymore, so she began researching her options. The couple decided to have their baby at home with the guidance of a midwife from Columbia Area Midwives, a collective of certified professional midwives, or CPMs, with independent practices. Other expecting parents are making the same decision. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services reported 1,500 out-of-hospital births in 2013 alone. CPM Kim James says expecting parents seek out her practice because it's similar to that of an OBGYN, but says she has the ability to spend more time with her clients each visit.
I set aside an hour for all the other things that are going on as a mother prepares to become a mother again or for the first time, and all of the psychological aspects and the practical kinds of preparations for having a new baby in her life.
University of Missouri School of Medicine assistant professor and OBGYN Courtney Barnes says even in the traditional hospital setting, patients are seeking personalized care.
It's actually been great to talk to patients and figure out what they want. And we have made some huge changes at our hospital because they understand that some of the traditional hospital practices are not good for mother-infant bonding.
But Barnes says hospitals are still the safest place to give birth because they offer access to emergency interventions.
Most of us think of labor as being a beautiful, wonderful, low-risk, natural thing. There can be some pretty significant complications, and being in a hospital allows us to take care of those complications.
And even beyond the medical risks, there are financial obstacles for mothers seeking non-traditional birthing options. Take Peterson, for example. Her insurance doesn't cover her home birth, but she is willing and able to cover the cost because of the confidence it brings her as she prepares to give birth.
I feel so much more confident knowing that I'm making the decisions.
As Peterson nears the end of her pregnancy, she feels fully prepared after working with her midwife and taking a childbirth class with her husband.
Getting all the fear out of the way and now feeling as prepared as we do, it just makes this next couple weeks happy for us. So we just can't wait to meet our baby.
For now, Peterson says it's just a waiting game until they welcome their child.
From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, with Michaela Tucker, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. Thanks for listening.